For the Florida Small Business Development Center in Panama City Thursday, one thing is on its mind: raising large sums of money for a business through supporters with the internet. Crowdfunding on websites like Kickstarter, Rocket Hub, or GoFundMe have helped jumpstart businesses and charity causes alike. In the UWF information program, Crowdfunding for Your Business, business consultant and instructor Len Eichler hopes to guide entrepreneurs to figure out which type of crowdfunding best fits their business.
I think the crowdfunding, the internet crowdfunding, is an idea whose time has come. I think small individual investors want to be able to get into the marketplace and see exciting companies that are just starting up and be a part of that.
Eichler says crowdfunding can give businesses more options and more flexibility. He adds that banks have limitations, and that's where crowdfunding can fit a need.
While banks are great partners for small businesses, banks are limited on what they can do. And in some cases, there are some kinds of projects that banks just really can't loan money against. And so in those particular cases, the only other option that a small business has is to try to raise money.
Eichler says crowdfunding isn't a new phenomenon, but new laws are making it easier than ever before. The Florida Interstate Crowdfunding Law is awaiting the governor's signature. It allows anyone in Florida to invest in Florida businesses through crowdfunding platforms without federal registration. The UWF program is one of many that the Florida Small Business Development Center puts on. Different instructors cover a variety of different topics throughout the year, including inventing, social media, and small business startups. For WFSU News, I'm Katie Spitalski.